With this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, July 25th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's take a look at some postseason baseball and softball honors that came out earlier this week, or last week as well. The Missouri River Conference All-Conference softball and baseball teams came out, and a few Bulldogs were recognized for their efforts this summer. We'll start with the softball honorees and see that Lamar softball was able to earn one first-team All-Conference honor, and that was one of two pitchers to earn first-team All-Conference. That's Kylie Hoffman. Hoffman had a great year in the circle. The lefty sophomore went 13-5. In the most innings pitched on the team, 101 and a third innings. She threw 63 strikeouts in those innings, 3.11 ERA, and opponents hit 252 off of Hoffman. A great year in her sophomore season and only building on the 1-2 punch that her and Brent Alaris were able to develop this year. Again, Kylie Hoffman was first team All-Missouri of her conference for the Mars. Second team honorees go to a graduating senior in infielder Libby Laris. Laris was one of, if not the top hitter on the Bulldog roster this year. She had 392 with a slugging percentage of 696, drove in 40 runs this season, and she had more extra base hits than she had singles. 21 extra base hits, 19 singles. Just a great year for Libby, and she was really solid in the field as well. Only 7 errors committed all season. That's in 35 games. So a great season for Libby Laris as she earns second-team All-Conference. Also a second-team All-Conference honoree, that's Sarah Brown, a fantastic leadoff hitter. She hit .382 this season with a .401 on-base percentage. It's 50 hits. Led the Bulldogs in hits this year. 21 runs batted in, 38 runs scored. She was also a pretty good force on the base paths. 6 stolen bases in 8 tries this year. Just 2 errors. She had 3 outfield assists this season. Against Sarah Brown, second team All-Missouri River Conference softball. The entire listing of All-Conference softball honorees can be found on our website, KLAM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, click on Local Sports News. And that brings us to the baseball All-Conference honors for the Mars community. That includes Aiden Hogue, who repeats as a first-team All-Conference pick. Another great season at the plate for Hogue. Hit .396 with a .562 slugging percentage. 19 runs batted in. He also got on base exceptionally well. .547 on base percentage. 27 walks on the season for Aiden Hogue. Now, Hogue also pitched, of course, but he earned his All-Conference honoree for his play at the plate and in the field. He went 4-3 this year on the mound and 43 and a third innings of work. 3.23 ERA with 59 strikeouts on the season, and opponents only batting .176 off of Aiden Hogue. Again, repeating as first-team All-Missouri for Conference Baseball. Second-team All-Missouri for Conference Baseball, once again, goes to infielder Tegan Kazel. Kazel at the top of the order hit .361 for the Bulldogs, a .485 on-base percentage. That's, of course, second only to Aiden Hogue. He drove in 13 runs, scored 35, and had another great season in the field as well, making some good plays at short for the Bulldogs. Again, 2 All-Conference honorees for Lamar's Community Baseball. The Player of the Year in MRAC softball this year was Sergeant Bluff Luton infielder Elise Evans-Murphy. And for baseball, it was Bishop Heelan pitcher Jaron Blaker. Again, you can see these All-Conference honorees by going to our website, KLAM1410.com, and under our Sports News page under the Sports tab. Let's take a look at some more sports results from the weekend that we weren't able to get to yesterday. They involved non-high school sanctioned sporting events. First, we'll go down to Orlando, Florida for the U.S. Youth Soccer National Championship Series. And that's where the Dakota Alliance Soccer Club was able to win the title 3-2 over Solar's SC South in Texas. Now, why are we bringing this to you? Of course, well, Lamar's community junior, upcoming senior, Zoe Wickup is part of the Dakota Alliance Soccer Club in Sioux Falls. And of course, winning the national title. They won it in penalty kicks, and of course, Zoe had the one of the big pressures there late in extra time in the 107th minute. She got a good look on net, put up a great shot, it hit off the keeper, and caromed right to her teammate that scored an equalizing goal in extra times. That got it to penalty kicks, and then allowed Dakota Alliance SC to win the national title 5-4 on penalty kicks and by a 3-2 final score. So Zoe Whitcup can add national champion to her list of accolades this season. Of course, she's going to South Dakota State a year from now. To some football that happened over the weekend. Yeah, we're getting a little taste of football early. The Iowa Shrine Bowl was this weekend at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. The North squad, 29-15 winners over the South squad in the Shrine Bowl. Now, we didn't have any players suit up on the North squad this year, but we still had a Plymouth County connection. One of the assistant coaches on the North coaching staff was Remsen St. Mary's head coach, Tim Osterman, of course, coming off of a state championship this past season. An opportunity for Coach Osterman to coach the North Iowa Shrine Bowl team that won 29-15 over the South. And finally, we're touching all bases here, going to volleyball, where Team Iowa competed at the Midwest Battle this past weekend in Sioux Falls, finished second to a great team from Nebraska. And again, why would we be telling you this? Well, at Team Iowa, put together by Volleyball Adrenaline, that features Hinton's soon-to-be sophomore Bailey Boovy. Of course, that's an Iowa all-star team that featured those sisters from Dyke New Hartford, the setter that's going to Wayne State from Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, some outstanding talent on that Team Iowa squad, again featuring an up-and-coming star in Hinton's soon-to-be sophomore Bailey Boovy, and they finished second in a battle of six states. North Dakota had a team, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas all in attendance in Sioux Falls. And again, Team Iowa taking second place featuring Hinton's sophomore Bailey Boovy. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, and also follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports. Again, throughout the week, we're going to have more postseason all-conference softball and baseball honors, and those can be found on our website, KLEM1410.com. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.